Track 27.
You will hear a conversation between an estate agent and a woman who is looking for accommodation. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, I wonder if you could help me. I'm moving to Liverpool next month, and I've got a job at the Children's Hospital, so I need to find accommodation near there.
Yes, of course.
The woman is looking for accommodation close to the hospital, so hospital has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hello, I wonder if you could help me. I'm moving to Liverpool next month, and I've got a job at the Children's Hospital, so I need to find accommodation near there.
Yes, of course. Now, the hospital you're talking about has some very nice suburbs nearby. The first one I'd recommend you look at is called Broadgreen.
Right. Can you tell me a bit about the area itself? I have a car, but I'm not a confident driver, and I'd rather use other forms of transport as much as I can.
Well, this area has a very good bus service and a train service as well, so it's really convenient as far as that's concerned.
Good. I'd like to use public transport when I can. Now, I come from London and parking can be a real problem there. Is that the same here?
Yeah, my sister lives in London and she has to pay for parking in her own street. You'll be glad to hear we don't have that problem here.
That's great. I'm hoping the cost of living here will be a lot less than in London. What are the rents like? We pay over £200 a week on average, and that's in a cheaper area of London.
Wow. Well, you'll be glad to know the average weekly rent here is around £120. So you'll be saving around half what you have been paying.
That's great. There has to be some downside to it. It's sounding too good to be true. I'll bet there's a lot of crime in the area or something.
Not at all. Though some people do find they have to travel a bit to get the groceries. The area could do with a few more shops.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you will have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 5 to 10.
So is there any other area I should look at as well?
Yes, I'd recommend West Derby. It'll be closer to work for you.
That sounds good.
Yes, and if you have children, it also has very good schools.
That's not an issue for me. I live on my own, so I'm only looking for cheap single accommodation. Something like a flat.
That may be a problem here then, because this area has mostly larger houses. You'd probably be able to share one with other people who want to rent, though.
No, I'm only interested in flats at the moment, so I may be disappointed there.
Yes, it's a lovely quiet area, but the accommodation can be on the expensive side.
Well, I think I'd still like to have a look at both areas.
We actually have an office in West Derby, and the guy who works there is a really good friend of mine. He'll be a great help.
Can you give me his contact details?
Yes, his name is John Godfrey. That's Godfrey.
Right, I've got that. And what's the best telephone number to reach him on?
Well, I'll give you his mobile number. It's 0742 666 3951.
Great. Is there a good time to call him? I'm here for a whole week until next Wednesday.
I'm sure he'll be able to see you on Saturday. He's away from tomorrow until Friday, though.
That should be fine. I'll give him a call. Thanks for all your help.